Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Scheduled for 60 minutes next. It's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing. Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
X-Men intro to be playing, because yeah, here I am, the V-Man, here with Rob D.
Hiya, folks.
And we're going to be talking about genetic modifications. Well, we're not actually going to be talking about it. We're going to play the Stop World Control video. Okay, it's going to take up the entire show. No commercial breaks. This is the most important information you're ever going to hear on the show that's not my own production. Okay? This video has been banned off of Facebook, and we're going to try to get it underneath the radar by having it as an audio file. okay? The show has same efficacy as does audio, as does video. So we're going to try to get it underneath the radar and get people this information about the vaccines. Now, it's the same stuff that we've been talking about, but you're hearing it straight from doctors and scientists. And you're going to hear the journalists who said they were paid off to lie about this stuff. You're going to want to hear this stuff. But quickly, I want to talk about the local RTARDs. When I say local, I mean here in Poland, where I live. Just to preface the actual retardation. I mean, I know this. I don't know if it's retardation, if the government is so damn stupid here, or if they're purposefully trying to get people set up to get ill. Currently, right now, there are two bans here in Poland. One of the bans is that during 10 a.m. to noon is elderly time only. The elderly can be on the streets, they can do their shopping, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do all the things there they want to do. Nobody is supposed to be out in stores. The stores will not serve you. They will not let you be a customer in their stores from the hours of 10 to noon. Mm. Now, let me break it down for you and why this is absolutely stupid. Okay, let me break it down for you. You, as a family, you get up in the mornings, okay? You're getting ready for work. You're handling your children, okay? You're handling your children. Let's say some of these children whom have are carrier or have some of the coronavirus on them, whatever. Okay, let's say you have some of these people who have some of the coronavirus on them. They have already been through the stores, okay, to get their coffee, to get their cigarettes, to get their whatever for their morning ritual before they go to work. They've had their hands all over everything already. You've got the children, okay, the many, many children that mommy is ushering off to school, okay? They're going to the stores as well, touching everything, coughing on everything, mask or no mask, okay? Well, actually, the children aren't required to wear a mask, so that makes even more sense, right? Right? Okay, so you've got a plague, potentially plague-filled environment, okay? Now, let's let the elderly people come through and touch everything now. Let's let them touch everything now. Let them soak up all the germs they could possibly soak up from 10 to noon. Exclusively. Oh, wonderful. Not like any children are going to be out and about at 10 to noon anyways, because they're going to be in school. So you've just screwed the normal working adults who would, normally be, getting off for lunch break or something like that. All right? So it's retarded how they have the setup. Either they want people to get infected, they want to go ahead and make sure the elderly are ready to get sick, or they're just retarded. The second thing, now the other mandate here is that no one can buy alcohol past 7 p.m. Now, we know if you got that good stuff, you know, that 60 proof and above, you know, you got a little, you've been through the workday, you know, your body's slowing down, you may have a little itchy in throat, a little cough, something like that. We know that 60 proof and above will clear your throat of any infections. Because that's where it starts, right? Now, buying alcohol past 7 p.m. is now banned. They're setting us up to get infected, people. It's atrocious. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I think that was well noticed, B, that is a possibility of a plan of how to spread pathogens. Another thing I noticed straight away about that elderly rule is the elderly population is the population that's more prevalently vaccinate themselves with the flu shot each year. You know, they're really well marketed at and believe what they're told about how a flu shot will protect them from the flu rather than giving them a flu, which is often said, well, you'd have had a worse case of flu if you didn't get the shot, or you might not have had any flu like the rest of us that don't get the shot yet. So as these people are then shedding these pathogens from the what's given to them in the vaccine for the flu shots, then they're then again touching things, and they might not be touching the top shells and stuff, but they're definitely contacting all the surfaces before the other people get in. And then they might be, the regular population might be more susceptible to getting a flu, which will then, by its symptoms, be attributed to COVID-19. The alcohol bit, I think, is well noticed as well. I had to have a COVID-19 test before I flew out of Turkey. And I realized that alcohol part myself, so I did a big, huge regimen of mouthwashing, swishings and everything, because I knew they were going to swab me. They swab your mouth first, then they swab your nose. The whole possibility of getting what digestive juices are put directly in the back of your nose. It does burn for a few hours after the test. It wasn't not pleasant. But yeah, there's a cull that's on, a selective depopulation of this planet. And culling the elderly is a huge part of it. I do see some fairness to allowing a special shopping time for the elderly because of the behavior of the masses left the elderly with very little to pick from when they finally were able to get to the stores. You know, when the stupid really hit and the toilet paper runs started to occur and all the bags of rice were getting bought off.
Right.
I can understand how.
Yeah, which is why they need to be the first ones. The elderly are up early in the mornings anyways. They're the first people up anyways. Let them have first pick. After the store's been sprayed down and cleaned and wiped down, everything's fresh and pristine, let the elderly come through, do their shopping from 5 to 7, 8 in the morning. Fine with that. Everybody else come in after that. That's when the rest of the world wakes up. But we really don't have too much time to be going over this. Oh, we're already over. Let's go ahead and start that video. Guys, listen to this, please. It'll save your lives.
It's very important video, and we'll try to get a link address to y'all so you can watch it, because with the graphics on it, it really makes the points very well. I think it was a well-done job on this video. And they do use real doctors, medical doctors. That's just something contrived.
That real everything. We got crushed this time. Let's go ahead and play it.
Why are thousands of doctors and scientists worldwide being censored? Why is it not allowed for medical experts to speak out about the COVID-19 vaccine and about effective treatments for COVID-19? We are in an age of unprecedented censorship. Freedom of speech has completely disappeared on planet Earth. Literally thousands upon thousands of documentaries, interviews, programs from doctors and scientists have been removed from the internet. Their websites have been taken down without any warning. What is going on? Why is there such an aggressive push for a vaccine for COVID-19? Why is literally every successful treatment for COVID-19 being banned from so many countries? There is something going on. I'm David Sorensen from StopWorldControl.com. Today I have a guest in our studio, Dr. Carrie Madej. She is a medical expert who has done research for decades, and she has found some extremely disturbing things about the upcoming vaccine for COVID-19. Dr. Carrie Madej has been the medical director of two large clinics. She has a vast medical experience, and we are honored to have her here. I want to encourage you to watch this video to the end so you can hear what she has to say. This may well be the most important video you will ever watch in your life.
I am very excited to be here, and I feel it's very urgent that we get this information out to everyone. I started researching vaccines probably in my early 20s, been very interested in them, but never before have I seen the technology being used on this proposed COVID-19 vaccine, never before. First of all, this vaccine will be using a modified RNA or modified DNA in the vaccine. So why is this important? It's important to know because it could potentially alter our DNA, our genome. And what's the big deal about DNA or RNA? Well, our genome. Well, the genome is what makes us human and what separates us from the rest of the animals and plants in the world. It's the blueprint for what creates us, what how we reproduce, how we function, how we repair, how we evolve. So one little change, one little protein inserted, one taken out, one changed, can actually create a congenital defect or a hereditary disorder. So a little change is grand. So something that can alter that could really be devastating on us humans, right? So they're proposing to use this technology, and part of this is called transfection, okay? Transfection is the same technology being used to make a genetically modified organism, such as a tomato or corn in the grocery store. And we all know that Monsanto is pretty well known for making genetically modified organisms. And they're not as healthy as the organic, the wild type that you see out in nature. So if this is the same technology being used on the plants, well, what would happen to us humans? Potentially, we would not be as healthy, okay? And I want to remind everyone that this is the first time that it would be used on humans large scale. We would be the experiment. We would be the lab rats. We don't have long-term studies. So this is very, very important to know. Let me just go and show you or tell you about one of the front runners for this vaccine. That is Moderna. Moderna has been given about $1 billion from the U.S. government for research and development. It's backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So they have a lot of money backing them. I wanted to let you know they're kind of the new kids on the block. They really have not been around for that long. They have never developed a human vaccine nor a human medicine ever. This is their first run at it. Also, just to know, for you to know that they have gone from fast track their vaccine light years, okay? So they went from a lab, you know, experiment to phase two, which is using only 45 human subjects in 63 days, 2 months. That's crazy. We should have years behind that. And I'm going to remind you that this is the first time they've ever developed a vaccine. Their early studies so far showed that in their phase two, which is using 45 human subjects, when they did introduce this vaccine into the human subjects, 100% of the high-dose vaccine group, 100% got systemic side effects. In the low-dose vaccine group, 80% got systemic side effects. So already we're seeing initially side effects. Now, long-term, we don't know. So on Moderna, one of the ways that they could apply this would be, a proposal would be going to use a bandage called a microneedle platform. So microneedle platform would be a bandage that you could get in the mail, like Amazon or UPS, It's a bandage you would apply on your hand here, and then you take the sticker off, and then voila, you have a vaccine. You do it yourself. So how are they doing this? The bandage has tiny little micro needles on it, and it's designed after a snake fang or a viper fang. So it's like a bite from a snake, but many of them. And they say you really won't feel it, but it goes into your skin and the little tiny micro needles will be injected. So what's in a micro needle? It'll be either the DNA or the RNA vaccine. Number two, it'll be something called luciferase. Now this is very important to know. They patented an enzyme called luciferase, okay? So this is called luciferase, they claim, because it gives a bioluminescence, a light, okay? And it's not something you can see or feel, but if you have a special device like a smartphone app with a special application, you can scan over it and it will light up. It'll show a pattern, a digital code, a barcode, a tattoo. We're gonna be branded. Each person will have their own ID. You know, this reminds me of World War II. You know, it's something to think about, being branded like a product in the store. So that will be in there, and that will hold proof that you're being vaccinated. They want to make sure that you're scanned and that you've gotten the vaccine. So we'll be branded. What could that be used for? Well, there's lots of technologies out there, but it's something that we need to be concerned about. So there's two things. We have a brand new experimental DNA or RNA vaccine that could potentially alter our genome. And number two, we're going to be tattooed or branded with an ID. And then number three, there'll be, this is all in a hydrogel. So hydrogel is a technology that was invented by DARPA, Department of Advanced Research Project Agency. Now this is a small part of the Pentagon or the Department of Defense. They make the sci-fi inventions that you might hear about. So this is one of their inventions. You can look up on YouTube, Hydrogel, the company Profusa, and DARPA, and you'll see some clips of some of the technology of this. So this is a special technology because it goes under the skin. The body doesn't reject it, and it has nanotechnology, which are microscopic robotic organisms. So these microscopic organisms that are robotic will be in your body, okay? They can assemble, disassemble, and reassemble, and to do innumerable things into the body. So the idea of this would be, it's a way for it to gather information from your body. So you could get your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your, you know, heart rate, which sounds good. Okay, gather that information. However, it's also has a potential to be used for other things. It can gather how many steps you've taken, if you've fallen, if you're swimming, if you're running, if you're menstruating, how your menstrual cycle goes, if you're having sex, if you're sleeping. It actually has a potential to know your emotions, okay? All of this data, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, is being accumulated. And where is it going? Well, they claim it goes to a smart app like your phone, the iCloud, or any smart device. But who's getting this information? Who is using it? What are they using it for? That has not been answered. So the other important thing to know is they're gathering all this information about us. And we're putting that out. So we're being connected to artificial intelligence. You have to know this is not just a vaccine. We're being connected to artificial intelligence. So just like a phone, you have your smartphone, you can send a text, you can send an email, but then the phone or someone else can send something back to you, to your phone. That means something can send something back to our bodies, messages or information. Well, what could happen from that? I could imagine that you could be affected with your mood or your behavior, your memory. That could really cause a lot of problems, a lot of confusion. And who's in charge of this? The Department of Defense, Bill and Melinda Gates, who's doing this? We don't have answers yet, but this is something real to know. This is being proposed. And I don't know if you've heard of something called ID 2020, but it's also the idea that everybody will have a unique identifier. And from that identifier, everything will happen. We will not need credit cards. We won't need cash. Well, this is the beginning of the unique identifier, this branding, this tattoo. This means the end of cash, the end of credit cards. This is the beginning of all of this, okay? The loss of autonomy, the loss of independence, the loss of privacy. We have to really know what these people are intending to do. So the hydrogel also, the companies are claiming that the hydrogel has the potential to be an on-demand drug delivery system. Okay, and I'm not saying it's coming in this vaccine, but I'm saying this is the same technology. You need to know this. So an on-demand drug delivery, that means that through a light application that a drug could be delivered into your body. Well, that's a little concerning because I know if I take a medicine, I have a tablet and a bottle that has a label. I see the tablet, it has a unique identifier on the tablet, and I take it, and I know when I take it, I'm in control. But what if something, it has a light source, and I'm not quite sure what they mean by that, but that is what they're talking about, can activate something in your body? What if you don't know it's been activated? What if there's a problem with it? I mean, could you imagine the implications of this? What if a bunch of people are rioting out of control? Could something be stimulated in you to sedate you? I could imagine in the wrong hands, this could be very dangerous. Is that part of the reason of our military being involved? I'm just giving you some ideas to be critical thinkers and to know what they're proposing in these vaccines and to research these things for yourself. You really have to know how it's not just a vaccine they're giving us. They're manipulating our DNA, our genome. And, you know, they say it's temporary, but I'm telling you that when you manipulate the genome with transfection, you can make it permanent. It is a possibility. And they won't know that until they do it to all of us. Do you want to take that chance?
One other element that is extremely concerning about this vaccine is that it is being pushed by the number one vaccine dealer in the world, who is Bill Gates. This is a man who has literally zero medical education. I want to ask you a question. If you are ill, you go to a doctor, you go to somebody who was trained to treat you properly, someone who can accurately diagnose you and who can propose the best treatment on your way to recovery. Would you ever go to a person who has literally zero medical training? None of us would ever do that. Bill Gates, however, is the person who is the number one voice in the world, controlling entire governments, health organizations in many countries. He is the number one financier of the World Health Organization. He dictates what they do and what they don't do. This is a man who has literally zero medical education, yet he is the number one voice in the world, directing humanity as a whole in extremely dangerous medical decisions in a medical direction. He is the one who finances the vaccine companies. He is the one who spoke with President Trump. And you can hear this clip in a few seconds where he literally said to President Trump, you should not investigate the risks or the damages of vaccines.
And the second time I saw him was the march after that, so March 2017 in the White House. In both of those two meetings, he asked me if vaccines weren't a bad thing, because he was considering a commission to look into ill effects of vaccine, ill effects of vaccine, ill effects of vaccines. And somebody, his name is Robert Kennedy Jr., was advising him that vaccines were causing bad things. And I said, no, that's a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Bill Gates is known for a devastating destruction that he has caused worldwide with his vaccines. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a close relative to late John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated because he was investigating the corruption in the CIA. Robert Kennedy has the same passion for truth and to fight corruption. He investigated the vaccine industry of Bill Gates, and he made a report that shows how he has made millions of women infertile without them knowing it. He has caused paralysis, autism, death in hundreds of thousands of children. He has been kicked out of India for doing that. There is literally a petition at the White House with more than 600,000 signatures from people who demand an investigation against Bill Gates for crimes against humanity. This is the man, zero medical education. He knows nothing about treating sick people, yet he is the number one vaccine dealer. Why is he doing that? He said literally that getting into the vaccine business was his best business investment he ever did. He doubled his fortune from $50 billion to over $100 billion by dealing vaccines.
Ka-ching.
Besides that, he also owns most of the media, or he bribes them. There is this well-known German journalist, Udo Ulfkotte. He was an editor for one of the largest newspapers in all of Europe. He came out a couple of years ago with a shocking confession. He said, for 25 years I've been a journalist. In all those years I was taught to lie, betray, and never tell the truth to the public. And he says, I was bribed by American billionaires, by the CIA, by secret societies, and by the German Secret Service.
Well, I've been a journalist for about 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and not to tell the truth to the public. It is not right what I have done in the past to manipulate people, to make propaganda, and it is not right what my colleagues do and have done in the past, because they are bribed to betray the people, not only in Germany, all over Europe. We live in a banana republic and not in a democratic country where we have press freedom, where we have human rights. I was supported by the Central Intelligence Agency, by the CIA. I'm fed up with it. I don't want to do it anymore. And so I've just written a book, not to earn money. No, it will cause a lot of trouble for me, just to give the people in this country, in Germany, in Europe, and all over the world, just to give them a glimpse of a view what goes up behind the closed doors.
Why is this important in relation to vaccines? Recently, there was a secret meeting by the top vaccine safety specialists from the World Health Organization in Geneva, Switzerland. This meeting was secret. It was not supposed to leak out. Someone with a conscience leaked out the footage of that meeting, because those top vaccine safety specialists from around the world admitted to each other their deep concerns about the many long-term health damages caused by vaccines and the many deaths that it causes. And they literally say, what one of the chief scientists from the World Health Organization says, we have no good safety systems in many countries, and we have no answers when people have questions about the deaths occurring due to vaccines.
Because we're not able to give clear-cut answers when people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to particular vaccine. And
the deaths that have occurred due to particular vaccine.
And therefore, it seems to me that it is not unexpected if they multiply the incidence of adverse reactions, if they multiply the incidence of adverse reactions that are associated with the antigen, but may not have been detected through lack of statistical power in the original studies.
You are correct. The major health concern which we are seeing are accusations of long-term effects.
We have a very wobbly health professional front line that is starting to question vaccines and the safety of vaccines. When in medical school, you're lucky if you have a half day on vaccines, never mind keeping up to date with all this.
Okay. Let's pause right there, because this is a lot of material to cover, and I know my co-host here is once again chopping at the bits. So go ahead, Rob. You start.
Wow. That doctor, she said a lot. She told a lot about the nefariousnesses of the potential uses of the vaccine. When she talks about how this new type vaccine is programmable through external means, like she talked about particularly flashing light. I don't know if anybody is familiar with that. They've got electronic diodes out there that are photovitalic. They, in other words, they sense light, and through different strengths of light, they give an impetus to a computer type system, which our bodies are, or to little devices. As she said, they're like little robots going in our body through these snake fang patch that, and you'll be able to get off of various websites. And that this programmable through light is, it's a scary thing. Because now that we have all these LED lights and stuff, which they're not a solid on like an incandescent light that's glowing, that's pulses at a certain speed. So our eyes think they're solid on, but our bodies and our minds will pick up the actual flashings on them. Some people actually get headache when they have to work in a fluorescent light type environment or diode type lighting environments. Absolutely. So by pulsing these lights certain ways, they can program responses from these building blocks they're going to put inside our bodies, so to speak. So it's like having correctly shaped puzzle pieces that when you shook the box just right, the puzzle would put itself together. You know, that's kind of what I see can be happening here. They're talking about being able to change traits in our bodies, in how our body even reacts to itself chemically.
Well, before you get too far with this, I want to go ahead and hop on this too. Here we have the foul, wretched stench of the CIA all over this, right? Okay, so we have MK Ultra, and like you said, they actually had lots and lots of experiments with the flashing of the lights and these programming people with the flashing of certain lights. Okay, this, and I covered this in one of my documentaries, Illumitar symbolism. Okay, the rainbow, full spectrum dominance. Okay, they want full spectrum dominance. It's not just frequencies, it's lights too. It's everything. This is Luciferian, okay?
Flashing lights have been used in torture and in mind control environments for decades and decades. It's well researched. And with the chemical skies we even have now, of predictable interference pattern type clouds, when you see those straight line clouds or ripple looking sky, as it passes in front of the sun, if you can make a predictable shadow light game with moving cloud masses in front of the sun and predicting where, how the flashes can occur even that way, there's ways they could pulse light so that you will barely perceive it even when you're sleeping at night. And so you will be a good robot. You know, here's your upgrade, if you will, for your operating system supplied by the state.
Yeah, and see, this is the beta testing here, because the alpha testing has already been done, what I just said, and the nano chemtrails, ladies and gentlemen, the nano particulates that we breathe in, again, that's the alpha testing. They have been targeting people left and right just through the alpha testing. You want to become a target individual for real? Oh, now, here we are with the beta testing, with the nanorobots that they're putting in us that's going to somehow actually be augmented by the chemtrails, I'm sure. Okay? This is going to get bad. Okay?
Possibility of what can go wrong with this makes it an unacceptable choice. I feel that some of these nanobots are too large to seep through our skin like the ones that were sprayed upon us, so they have to inject them in us to get us through the skin barrier and into our body so they can do whatever they're designed or programmed to do, these little nanobots. Scary times, V.
Now, I predicted this. I spoke on this no later than a year ago, because when the chemtrail, I said this, when the chemtrail program gets busted, they're going to need to find ways to put this nano particulates in us. And, all of a sudden there's studies on how nano medicine is working to kill cancer. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yep.
I believe that one. So, yeah. The thing that really gets me is when they start talking about the riot control.
Yes.
You can't speak out. You want people, once the time to speak out is now. Because once you get the shot, you're not going to be able to speak out. What do you think is going to happen to people like me, like Rob, if we all have this shot? And we get on this airwaves to tell you guys the truth. Oh, we're going to end up coming up dead.
I think they hit you with a frequency and suddenly your vocal cords will stop working. You will forget the connection between your speech. You know, these type of things I could see being done with frequency.
Getting mind erased, okay?
Well, I'm going to tie this into something else nefarious going on. You're seeing a lot of talk about these med beds. You know, these, they look like pods from the future where you lay inside them and they use frequency to fix what's wrong in your body. We have to have certain ingredients for these things to work. But one of these, they said they were developing it for trauma-based things so they could actually use frequency in these beds to take memories away from you that were causing you traumas. And I could see this as being able to literally rewrite our minds like burning a book to change history.
It's called EDM, Erasure and Dissolvement Memory. Yes, they already have this. NSA already has this. Yeah.
So the possibility of what can go wrong has been proven with the experiments. You know, they know exactly. They are oppressors, those that who want to control this planet by manipulating policies that keep us enslaved as a population. This year, the kill switch engaged with this vaccine, I see.
And people, when they say it's not tested, oh, trust me, it's tested. Okay, they know exactly what they're doing. What do you think they have these underground military bases for? All these children going missing. They've been testing this stuff for years. They know exactly what they're putting into us. Okay? Don't be fooled by what you see on the surface. You literally sometimes have to think about what's going on underground.
Yeah, it's all about the money and the control for them. They clearly state in the Georgia Guidestones that they want to depopulate this planet in a big, big way, huge percentage. It comes out in Bill Gates' narratives of if he does a good job with the vaccines, he can help his goal by 10 to 15% of reducing the population. That's, we like saying, you got 10 people on the bus, one of you is going to die. You know, it has to for Bill Gates to be happy with what's going on in the world. But I would say it's more like he wants 8 out of 10 people on that bus to die. And somebody
actually made a comment to me. Ooh, careful what you're saying about Bill Gates in the India thing. He might sue you. If he wants to sue me, hey, great. I can use the publicity. He's not going to get a dime out of me.
If he wants to sue us, he has to use a court in India to do it. He has to come in person.
Yeah, where he's killed millions of people, sterilized millions of people already. Okay? All right. And the whole idea of not being able to buy, sell, okay, not to have a bank account. Listen, this is directly from the Bible, of all places. Calling the mark
Luciferase.
Okay, there we go. Luciferase. Mark of the beast. Can't buy and sell. This is literally straight out of the Bible. Do you think the rest of the Bible is going... Listen, they've hijacked prophecy, okay? They are seriously playing everything to the letter in the Bible.
Yeah, they're using that construct of that book.
They are going to use that book, and they're going to... And I don't know why, because we know the game plan.
Because fear sells. Fear controls, and that will institute fear into a Christian population when they see it. You know, when a business opens up on 666 Madison Avenue and they're responsible for making the RFID chips and having one of the quantum computers that's going to control things. And that computer is known. You ready for the name of that computer? Lucille Cyber. Cipher. Lucifer. Lucille Cipher. And that computer is supposed to become self-aware by 2025. Maybe that date has moved up some. And that, to me, is a very scary timeline date for a computer to become self-aware that will then try to protect its own existence.
Well, another thing about it is that I think they're really using the Christian ideology here, because the Christians have this whole, okay, turn the left cheek. And, okay, well, these are the end times. It's time to give up, and we'll die, and then we'll go to heaven. Like a dark, morbid rapture. No,
my death will be a reward.
yeah. No, Christians, it's time to stand up and fight. Fight. You gotta fight the devil. If you gotta get into heaven, if you lay down and let your heads be chopped off, you've just given in to the evil. You've surrendered to it. I guarantee you won't see the pearly gates. All right? It's time to fight the devil. It's time to fight Lucifer. Okay? Don't let these people use your religion. Don't let these people use it to enslave you as if they hadn't already. But it's time to wake up. It's time to fight back. I think we've pretty much covered everything in that particular part. Let's continue on with the clip.
Regular vaccines are known to be very dangerous and have severe side effects. The media hides that from you, from the public, at all costs. Recently, there was a hearing of Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, by the American government. A senator pointed out to him, recently, the US government has paid over $4 billion to people whose lives have been destroyed by vaccines. Why is Facebook then hiding information about vaccine damage from its users?
In April, I wrote you that I was disappointed that Facebook would consider restricting free speech rights to communicate the risk associated with vaccinations. In recognition of the uncertainties, the risk of vaccinations, the federal government has created a vaccination trust fund that has paid out over $4 billion to compensate those who have been injured by vaccinations. There is no more clear or persuasive statement that the risk associated with vaccinations than the existence and the payment record of that fund. From time to time, medical research has established case and context of specific risks associated with vaccinations. Shouldn't somebody have the opportunity to express an opinion different from yours? I mean, over $4 billion has been paid out by the fund. Over thousands of people. Don't you think people should be able to have information to make an informed choice?
Congressman, I do. And that's why we don't stop people from posting on their page something that's wrong. Something that's wrong. Something that's wrong. Something that's wrong. If someone is typing in into the search results, into the search box, something that might lead to anti-vax content, we don't recommend anti-vax searches to them. We don't recommend anti-vax searches to them. We don't recommend anti-vax searches to them.
Many of the people harmed by this policy are, in fact, parents with disabled children, and I don't think we or you should be so quick to turn our backs on them. If you look at the statistics, I think you're making a bad mistake.
A serious form of autism causes people to no longer be able to think clearly. They cannot speak properly. They cannot behave properly. They are mentally handicapped. A study was performed by the CDC to investigate the link between vaccines and severe autism. They found that indeed vaccinations cause autism. What happened? They threw all the evidence in a dustbin that they put in the middle of the room. They destroyed the evidence and they released a scientific paper in the renowned magazine Pediatric, where they said, no, vaccines do not cause autism. The chief scientist of that investigation, of that study, William Thompson, he came out and he said, I am guilty. We have hidden the truth from the public.
You and I don't know each other very well. You have a son with autism, and I have great shame now.
There's a whistleblower from the CDC who's going to come out and say that the CDC had committed fraud on the MMR study and that they knew that vaccines were actually causing autism.
My oldest son, Ian, was walking and running. After the vaccine, he was no longer able to do that.
So I called a clinic and I said, I think my child's had adverse reaction to those shots.
And then came the head bang, the constant banging against anything that he could find.
Right now, I'm sitting in a very pretty position in terms of providing you a lot of information.
The relative risk of receiving an autism diagnosis was astronomical.
Wow. The CDC had known all along there was this MMR autism risk.
In CDC's judgment, the best public policy is to continue vaccination unchanged.
You who run our health agencies in this country, you have an obligation to make sure that these studies are complete, thorough, so that we have all the facts.
Oh my God, I cannot believe we did what we did. But we did.
Omission of crucial data, destruction of documents, misleading the Congress, grievous harm to innocent children.
Everything I've been telling my patients for the last 10 years has been based on a lie and a cover-up.
Parents should be able to count on federal agencies to tell them the truth.
In 1978, the prevalence of autism was about 1 in 15,000 children.
If we assume that things are going to continue as they have, we can predict that by 2032, 80% of the boys born will end up on the autism spectrum. Half the children, 80% of the boys.
It's a vast number of children who are being diagnosed with autism every day.
This is going to be a complete catastrophe if we just let it happen.
Okay. Yeah. So we gotta jump in on this one too, because we cannot let this go by. I have actually had an interview with Del Bigtree myself. He was my second or third interview on my TV show. And wow, what an interview. I'm hopefully I can get a link in the description of the show here for you guys to check that out. But I did bring up the fact that autism, and I've brought this up many times, even in my documentary, autism was an intended effect. Okay, it's intended. And the reason for that, once again, mind control. What does this have to do with mind control, you might ask? Okay, well, when you have a child that acts erratically, violently, is really dumbed down, doesn't really, you can't interact with the child in any normal way. But guess who can interact with that child? Oh, somebody, yes, that's the link, thank you, Mike. Somebody can interact with that child. Oh, guess who? Somebody who has the ability to use frequency, communication signals, biofrequency communications. See, you communicating with your child and then them communicating with your child, it's like going from a PC to Mac. You're a PC user. Oh, but you can't get any commands through. You cannot get into the directories. You can't affect any change in this on this operating system. Because the brain's a computer, and the way we interact is the operating system. But somebody else will have the ability to interact with your child. Not only that, okay, we have a system that is constantly blaring socially engineered standards on us, and these standards keep us from fighting against evil, fighting against corruption. I'm going to go old school here and talk about the old ball and chain, marriage. Why do you think they call marriage the ball and chain? How many people do you see?
Because you can't go bowling no more without permission.
Yeah.
The chain only goes so far.
Right. But
I
ask people, though, why is it that you don't fight against this evil? I know you see it. Oh, well, I've got a wife and kids. Okay. And it's like, okay, that's the reason why you should fight. But anyways, when you have an autistic child, now you have a child with special needs. You have to work not only one job, you got to work two jobs. Both parents probably have to work two jobs to pay for the extra medical expenses and the nurse or whoever is to look after the child. More experimentation, more slavery. Go ahead.
I'm gonna wait till the second hour.
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna hold my thought.
Well, actually, let's. Mike, can you just play commercials, because this technically is not the end of the show. This is a 2-hour special. We're gonna make this 2-hour special. Can we just go on the commercial, and we just come right back? You can double up on the commercials. I don't care.
Yeah, because that'll give me enough time to refresh my coffee.
All right, guys, we'll be right back. Soon as commercial break. We'll be right back.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.